I'm Meg Van Lohuizen with your news briefing. There's just one active COVID case in Victoria, with the state recording no new infections or deaths for 24 days. It comes as the New South Wales-Victoria border opened overnight after a 137-day closure. While Gladys Berejiklian is continuing her war of words with Anastasia Palaszczuk over the Queensland border, accusing her of making it up as she goes along.
I think all of us have had a really difficult year, and you don't want to see, especially at this time of year, families not being able to reunite because they didn't have enough notice to get flights booked and things like that.
On the coast, police have provided an update on the behaviour of school leavers at the weekend following unofficial schoolie celebrations at Noosa. Acting Superintendent Jason Overland says despite big crowds at Noosa Main Beach, everyone was relatively well behaved.
Overall, pretty happy with the way things panned out, considering there was no real planned events for the schoolies this year. So, great result, all things considered.
But police know it isn't over yet. Overland warning of further patrols.
We'll still be out and about, see how much steam they got left. That was 3 big days of partying for them, and I understand it goes for another week.
The aftermath of Saturday night saw Noosa Main Beach closed for several hours on Sunday while council cleaned up broken glass. In sport, the 2021 pre-season for the Broncos starts today. It'll be the first training session with new coach Kevvy Walters. He's expected to shake things up, putting the captaincy up for grabs in order to break the club's 15-year premiership drought. And the Australian Open could be delayed until early February as tennis officials and the government hold urgent talks on the arrangements for players. It's likely they'll need to spend 2 weeks in quarantine after touching down.